This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is asking U.S. intelligence officials to step up their investigation of the COVID-19 pandemic's origin. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Biden administration for months minimized the possibility that the virus originated in and then escaped from a Chinese lab. In a statement, the president says most of the intelligence community says there are two likely scenarios, a lab accident or the virus naturally spreading. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says he's giving intelligence officials 90 days to keep investigating.
To dig a little deeper, to double down.
While pushing the Chinese to cooperate. The president acknowledges the virus's origin may never be known, given Beijing's refusal to fully work with investigators. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And federal health officials have approved the third antibody drug to help reduce the impact of COVID-19 on infected patients, AP's Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's authorized the emergency use of a new drug with the goal of reducing hospitalizations and patient deaths. The drug comes from GlaxoSmithKline and Vir Biotechnology, designed to treat mild to moderate cases of COVID-19, where patients are at risk of severe illness because of advanced age or underlying health conditions. This antibody drug is given through an IV and should be administered within 10 days after symptoms develop. Health officials say the demand has been low for two similar drugs already on the market. They suspect hospitals don't have a clear picture of the drug's availability. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And you can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. According to a French government spokesman, France will impose self-isolation measures for people coming from the United Kingdom due to the presence of COVID-19 variants in the country. Germany's Public Health Institute declared Britain and Northern Ireland a virus variant region last week and required anyone entering the country from the United Kingdom to quarantine for 2 weeks on arrival. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up a two-day Mideast mission, winning valuable diplomatic support and hundreds of millions of dollars of pledges from Arab allies as he moved to shore up the ceasefire that ended an 11-day war between Israel and the Gaza Strip's militant Hamas rulers. But the mission made little headway in resolving the deeper issues at the heart of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. After 2 days of talks with Israeli, Palestinian, and Arab allies, Blinken acknowledged that any resumption of peace talks remained far off. An employee who gunned down 8 people at a California rail yard and then killed himself as law enforcement rushed in had talked about killing people at work more than a decade ago. That's according to his ex-wife, who says she never believed him. Sheriff's office is next door to the rail yard, which serves a county of more than 1 million people in the heart of Silicon Valley. The attacker was identified as 57-year-old Samuel Cassidy, according to 2 law enforcement officials. Investigators offered no immediate word on a possible motive, but his ex-wife said he used to come home from work resentful and angry over what he perceived as unfair assignments. A majority of Americans across racial and ethnic groups believe discrimination has worsened in the last year against Asian Americans, who became the target of attacks after being unfairly blamed for the coronavirus pandemic. A poll from the Associated Press Newark Center for Public Affairs Research finds nearly half of Americans believe Asian Americans encounter a great deal or quite a lot of discrimination. Between reports of more than 6,000 incidents targeting Asian Americans and video capturing some of the assaults, activists say it's impossible for the public to ignore. They believe that fundamental increase in visibility is not going to fade. A physician representing a Japanese medical body has warned that holding the Tokyo Olympics could lead to the spread of variants of the coronavirus. Dr. Naoto Yoyama is the chairman of the Japan Doctors Unions. He says the IOC and the Japanese government are underestimating the risk. He says it is very difficult to predict that what might happen at the Olympics. He also criticized the IOC member Richard Pound for telling a British newspaper that, barring Armageddon, the Tokyo Olympics would open on July 23rd. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.